ஆனந்தத் தெழுந்தல், ஸ்டீப் இன் பிளிஸ், எ செலெக்ஷன் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீ ரமண சந்நிதி முறை, திருச்சட்டகம், வர்சஸ் 10962-1107 பை ஸ்ரீ முருகனார். தீஸ் வர்சஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீ முருகனார்ஸ் சந்நிதி முறை ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் ஹிஸ் கம்ப்ளீட் சரண்டர் டு ஹிஸ் குரு ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகர்ஷி. Apart from Sri Ramana, there is nothing else that exists for Sri Muruganar. He relates how he has been blessed by the riches of the thoughtless state granted to him by Sri Bhagavan. The verses have been translated by Sri Robert Butler, who has translated many of Sri Bhagavan's works such as Ulladu Narpadu and Upadesa Undiyar, as well as Sri Muruganar's commentary on Aksharamanamalai. We are pleased that Srimati Hema Badri has offered a beautiful, touching rendition of this selection from Tiruchadagam, which is the result of her deep study of these divine verses. Her recitation can be heard on the Ashrama's YouTube channel. I vanished not like ghee upon a flame, at the feet that ruled me, ego-ridden cur, in love I did not melt away. I could not bring my heart, noble Venkatan, to pay homage to your shining form, but now at last in me the desire is born to rest in the shade of those holy feet that cool the three afflictions' searing heat. His love for me is fair indeed. 1096. At the very thought of you, my mind swoons and faints away, my Lord. Yet from the seedling thought you planted, dwelling there, my Lord, these words in praise of you have risen up in Tamil verse, my Lord, O Master, not only of this world, but of the gods that toil, my Lord. 1097. Venkatesa, all transcending jewel, pure, without a flaw, so that my caitiff soul should not wither and be no more. With a voice that, like the ocean's clamor, roared, you burned my ego to a cinder, made me your flawless devotee, relenting at the very thought of my hunger for your holy feet. 1098. Blind Venkatan, ruler of this loathsome fool, who consented not to merge with you, but only to the arms of sulking maidens flew? Not dwelling on your feet divine, I played my mental games. What love was that saved me from the burning flames? 1099. Wicked madman as I was, you saw some worth in me, and placed me at your side with your true devotees, who sing your praise with nectar flooding every bone, as love's ambrosia courses through their body and their soul. Oh, Venkatesa, what nature's yours, I do not know. 1100. Oh, Venkatan, sweet ripe fruit and sugar cane combined, yesterday, today, tomorrow, existing through all time, not one, not two, your nature fair lies beyond the power of speech. Knowing this, how then might my words your presence reach? 1101. Here, there and everywhere, your radiant light abounds, beyond dark night and bright of day. No time in you is found, destroyer of the cities. 3. Your shoulders white with holy ash, O Venkatan, adorned with serpents ready for the strike. Who then might grasp your perfect nature, unfailing in its light? 1102. Lord, apart from you, nothing is. You are I, other, and all that is. Lord, apart from you, nothing is. Present, past, eternally, you exist. Lord, apart from you, nothing is. Here, there, everywhere, you persist. Yet, who could ever see you, Lord? And if so, where and when is this? 1103. Venkatesa, Lord, who ruled me with his gaze of grace, though deep delight surged and welled up all around, loathsome cur that I was, no drop of it could I drink down, till you gave me life's unfading state at your holy lotus feet a place. 1104. Noble Venkatan, with armlets flashing on your shoulders as you dance with your matchless form in the heaven of consciousness, supreme expanse, Lord of the ruddy mount girt by ramparts great, where flutter many flags, the love you give your devotees, may you to me also daily grant. 1105. All pervading Venkatan, dwelling in a state of peace, all I wound, my very self as your possession, you did eat. For you, the Holy One, whose joy king-like knows no surcease on this wide earth, what could be performed as service meet? 1106. Can anything at all in glory match the riches of the thoughtless state, born of the mind? The joys of kings and others too will pass in time. But our Father, Venkatan, will grant to those people of our kind, pervading every corner of the earth, a miraculous delight. 1107.